Studies in the Book of Daniel, Chapter 20. Cyrus the Persian. Darius the Mede reigned 2 years, and was succeeded by Cyrus the Persian. The angel of the Lord had stood by Darius the Mede, to confirm and to strengthen him, in executing the purpose of God upon Babylon. And through the faithfulness of Daniel, Darius had been brought to the knowledge of the true God. The Lord would do the same for Cyrus also, for there is no respect of persons with God. Indeed, the Lord's dealings with Cyrus began more than 100 years before Cyrus was born. As early as 712 BC, the Lord, by Isaiah, wrote thus of Cyrus. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret. Places that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded you, though you have not known me. Isaiah 45 verses 1-5. This told how the Lord would hold Cyrus' hand, and lead him in the capture of Babylon, with its two-leaved gates of brass and bars of iron. Cyrus captured Babylon in the year 538 BC. From 712 to 538 BC was 174 years. Cyrus was about 60 years old when he took Babylon. 60 from 174 is 114. Therefore, this was written of Cyrus, and he was called by name in the scriptures of truth, 114 years before he was born. Thus, when that passage was written by Isaiah, Cyrus did not know the Lord, first, because he was not then born. But there was a further reason why Cyrus did not know the Lord, even when he had come to the taking of Babylon. Cyrus was a Persian, and so had been born, had grown up, and had been taught, among people who were heathen. The Persians in their religious system recognized two great principles, good and evil. This conception of good and evil, however, did not rise to the height of moral and spiritual good and evil, or righteousness and sin, as is inculcated by the Lord, but rather, what would be counted by men as good and evil in prosperity and adversity, tranquility and disturbance. Accordingly, when the Lord revealed himself to Cyrus as the only true God, he said to him, I am the Lord, and there is none else, there is no God beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I make peace, and create evil. I make tranquility and create disturbance. I give prosperity and send adversity. Again, the good principle was represented in the light, and the evil principle in the darkness. Accordingly, when the Lord revealed himself to Cyrus as the only true God, he said to him, I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light, and create darkness. This good principle was personified under the name of Ormuzd, and the evil principle under the name of Ahriman. Later, the sun was adopted into the worship as the embodiment of the good principle, or light. And when the sun had set, and the darkness of night came on, fire was used as representing the good principle. Thus the people came at last to be sun worshippers and fire worshippers. When Cyrus had become king of Babylon, if not before, the scriptures relating to himself were showed to him by Daniel, and he read them himself. In these scriptures he found the Lord God of heaven speaking personally to him. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, I will go before you. I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, Jehovah, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded you, though you have not known me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. This revelation of the Lord to Cyrus was so personal, so plain, and so direct, that Cyrus accepted it, acknowledged him as the Lord God of heaven, and declared, He is the God. Then Cyrus read the further word of God to himself. That says of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, You shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. When Cyrus read this, he accepted that word, and did at once, in his very first year, what the word said. Accordingly, now in the first year of Cyrus king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remains in any place where he sojourns, let the men of his place help him with silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, beside the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. What a blessing to the world it would be today if even those who belong to the church, and profess to have known God for years, were as prompt to acknowledge the word of God and God and his word, and to obey that word, as was Cyrus the Persian when that word came to him.